past.
Could you come through that for us? While you're doing that, I'll just read it in English, because we've got more English speakers today than usual. This is a passage from the end of Luke's Gospel, because we're in the season of resurrection. Luke 24, Jesus said to them, "This is what I told you when I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of the of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is risen. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are my witnesses. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." When he had led them out into the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually at the temple, praising God.
آنگاه به ایشان فرمود، آیا به یاد دارید که پیش از مرگم وقتی با شما بودم میگفتم که هرچه در تورات موسی و کتابهای انبیا و زبور داوود درباره من نوشته شده است همه باید عملی شود؟ حال با آنچه که برای من اتفاق افتاد همه آنها عملی شد. آنگاه ذهنشان را باز کرد تا همه پیشگویی های کتاب آسمانی را درک کند. سپس فرمود، بلی، از زمانهای دور در کتابهای انبیا نوشته شده بود که مسیح موعود باید رنج و زحمت ببیند، جانش را فدا کند و روز سوم زنده شد. و این از پیغام نجات بخشی که باید از اورشلیم به همه قومها برسد. همه کسانی که از گناهانشان توبه کنند و به سوی من بازگردند آمرزیده خواهند شد. شما دیده اید و شاهد هستید که همه این پیشگویی ها واقع شده است. اینک من روح القدس را که پدرم به شما وعده داده است بر شما خواهم فرستاد. از این رو پیش از آن که این پیغام نجات بخش را به دیگران اعلام کنید در اورشلیم بمانید تا روح القدس بیاید و شما را با قدرت الهی از عالم بالا مجهز کند. آنگاه عیسی ایشان را با خود تا نزدیکی بیت‌آنیا برد. در آنجا دستهای خود را به سوی آسمان بلند کرد و ایشان را برکت داد. و در همان حال از روی زمین جدا شد و به سوی آسمان بالا رفت. شاگردان او را پرستش کردند و با شادی بسیار به اورشلیم بازگشتند. و به خانه خدا رفتند. آنان همواره در آنجا مانده خدا را شکر و ستایش می‌کردند.
Time is a very interesting thing. I find time very interesting. Sometimes a month passes and I think, where did that go? It's like it just went whoosh and it's gone. How do you say whoosh in Farsi?
Whoosh!
And then other times, something happens and it's like every single detail of the moment is etched in, it's stuck in your memory.
بعد یه وقتایی همین اتفاق میفته ولی دقیقاً کل مشخصات اون ماجرا اتفاقی افتاده توی ذهنت.
I remember when I proposed to my wife to get married.
من یادم زمانی که از خانمم پاسگاری کردم.
And she hugged me.
و منو بغل کرد.
And I remember that hug.
و من اون آغوشی
It's like it's stuck in my memory. It's a good memory. Now, in this passage, Jesus is speaking to the disciples. It would have been amazing being with Jesus. So many exciting things to remember. You go to a funeral and someone's raised from the dead. You go to a hospital and everyone leaves because they get healed. You go out, there's nothing to eat and suddenly there's all the food you need. Even Jesus was at a party and they ran out of wine and There was more than enough wine for everyone.
حتی واسه که عروسی که رفته بود شراب تموم شده بود حتی شراب هم معجزه شراب.
His disciples had a lot of things that they could remember.
یارانش چیزای خیلی زیادی داشتن واسه اینکه یادش باشه.
These are the last words of Jesus, almost the last words with his disciples. They remembered them.
و این تقریباً کلمات آخریه که مسیح با یارانش داشت صحبت می‌کرد و اونا یادشون بود اینا.
He knows that these are the last things he's saying to them.
میدونست که این چیزای آخریه که داره بهشون میگه.
What would you say to someone you loved if you knew this was the last conversation you were ever going to have with them?
به کسی که دوستش داشتین چی میگفتین اگه میدونستین این آخرین حرفی که باید باشون بزنید؟
What would you say?
شما چی میگفتین؟
Well, this is what Jesus said.
این چیزی بود که مسیح گفت.
He said four things.
چهار تا چیز گفت.
During this time, after he rose from the dead.
توی اون وقت زمانی و زمانی که زنده شد.
Firstly, he taught them from the scriptures.
اول از آیات بهشون یاد داد.
He taught them that the Messiah had to die.
بهشون یاد داد که نجات دهنده باید بمیره.
And he would suffer.
توی درد باشه.
And then he would rise from the dead.
و بلندش از مرگ.
And says this was fulfilled from the law of Moses, the Torah, and the prophets, and also the Psalms, the Zabur.
و توی موسا اومده و اینا گفته شده و همینطور در تورات و زبور.
Jesus' Bible was made up of different books, like a library, but it had three main parts of that library.
کتاب مسیح فکر کنی از یک کتاب خونه دینی ساخته بشه ولی سه تا بخش مهم داشت که مسیح
And like many Jews at the time, he called those parts the Torah.
و مثل یهودیای اون موقع یه بخشش گفت تورات.
And then there was the Zabur, these are the writings.
و بخش دوم زبور که نوشته ها بودن.
Psalms, Proverbs and other writings.
مثل مزامیر امثال.
And then there were the prophets, the writings of the prophets.
و بعدم نوشته‌های پیامبران.
Daniel, Ezekiel.
دانیال.
Jeremiah. All the prophets. Okay. So and he would open the Bible while he was with them and he'd teach them. He said, "This what has happened is what God had said would happen."
و وقتی که مسیح باشون داشت صحبت می‌کرد گفت که این چیزی این اتفاقیه که گفتن و می‌افته.
That was the first thing. The Messiah would have to suffer death and be raised according to the scriptures.
این اولین چیز بود. باید اذیت میشد، کشته میشد و بعد بلند.
This is God's plan.
این برنامه خدا.
And the second thing was this.
و دومین چیز این بود.
That the disciples were his witnesses.
که یارانش کسایی بودن که اون چیزها رو همه رو دیدن.
And their message would go out to all nations of the world.
و صدای اونها به کل دنیا میرفت.
To the ends of the earth.
تا آخر زمین.
To all the languages of the world.
تا کل زبان‌های دنیا.
Jesus said, "Go and make disciples."
مسیح گفت برید و یاران بسازید.
Baptizing them.
تعمیدشون بدید.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
در نام پدر و سر و روح القدس.
That's what we're doing today.
و کاری که ما امروز انجام میدیم.
So that was the second thing. Be my witnesses, make disciples.
پس این دومیش بود. شهادت من باشیم و واسه من یار باشیم.
There are people here today that God is calling to be witnesses to the ends of the earth.
امروز کسایی هستن که خدا صداشون میکنه که تا آخر دنیا هم کلام ببرن.
I think every person from Iran here today who's become a Christian, they were born into a Muslim family.
من فکر میکنم کل مسیحی که الان اینجا داریم امروز بیشترشون توی خانواده مسلمان به دنیا آمدن.
You've come to faith in Jesus Christ.
اومدین به مسیحیت در.
And there are some that he's going to send, you're going to visit nations to take the gospel for Jesus to the nations. Some of you he will send out across the world.
و بعضی از شماها رو خداوند می‌فرسته تا آخر دنیاها که خبر رو برسونه.
You're going to remember these words later.
این کلمه‌ها رو بعدا یادتون میمونه.
I told you first.
که من اول بهتون گفتم.
The third thing he says.
و سومین چیزی که میگه.
Is that he's going to leave them to be with his father.
میذاره که باید با پدر بمونه.
He was only with them a short time after he rose from the dead.
خیلی زمان کوتاهی باشون بود وقتی که از قیام کرد.
And he said, I have to go to ascend to be with my father.
و گفت که من باید برم با آسمان که با پدر باشم.
And then there's the fourth thing.
و یه چیز چهارمی.
He said that the power of God would come upon.
گفت که قدرت خداوند بر اونا میاد.
He calls this power from God a few different things.
این قدرت از خدا چند تا چیزو به وجود آورد.
Here he says it's what the Father promised.
این چیزیه که خدا قول داده.
And elsewhere he says it's the Holy Spirit.
یه جا دیگه میگه که روح القدسه.
The Spirit is the presence of God.
و روح القدس بودن خدا.
The powerful presence of God with the believer.
بودن خدا با قدرت برای کسی که ایمان داره.
And he says this powerful presence, this is a promise from God.
و گفت که این حضور پرقدرت قول خداونده.
It's a father's promise.
قول پدره.
And that means it's your inheritance.
این یعنی که از شما.
You know, I heard about a man when he became a Christian, his father disinherited him. He says, "You have no more inheritance with me."
و زمانی که میگه یک شخص بود که ایمان آورد و رفت پیش پدرش گفت که من ایمان آوردم، پدرش گفت دیگه هیچی از تو ندارم، یعنی که حتی رابطه‌مون هم از خونی هم قطع شده.
But I want to tell you something really exciting.
ولی من میخوام به شما بگم که یه چیز جالب میومد.
When you decide to follow Jesus, you become an inheritor of the kingdom of God.
و وقتی شما مسیح رو دنبال میکنید و با پدر آشنا میشید، شما یک جورایی هم میراث پدر میشید.
You get a new inheritance.
یک جورایی یک جد جدید
میشید. One that can never fade, can never be destroyed.
یکی که هیچ وقت نمیتونه از بین بره، هیچ وقت خراب نمیشه.
It can never be stolen from it.
هیچ وقت نمیتونه از طرف شما دزدیده بشه.
It can't be lost.
نمیتونه گم بشه.
It is the inheritance of being a child of God.
رابطه‌ایه که شما میشین پسر خدا.
And the Father says that He has promised the Holy Spirit to you.
و پدر قول داده روح القدس رو به شما.
You are a people with an amazing inheritance.
شما آدمایی هستین با رابطه خیلی خوب، یعنی که کسی که با شما رابطه داره.
And Jesus tells the disciples when the Holy Spirit comes, they will be clothed with power.
و عیسی میگه زمانی که روح القدس بیاد، اونا با قدرت پوشیده میشن، یعنی لباسشون میشه قدرت روح القدس.
I'm speaking about the power of God.
من دارم در مورد قدرت خدا صحبت
می‌کنم. The power of God is the birthright, the inheritance of every believer in Jesus.
که زمانی که شما به دنیا میایید دوباره در مسیحیت، این حق مسلم شما، این روح القدس واسه شما.
This is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead.
این همون قدرتیه که مسیح از مرگ رستاخیز کرد.
This is the power by which Jesus healed the sick.
این زمانیه که روح القدس اومد و از طریق مسیح این مریضا رو شفا داد.
To break chains and to set captives free.
همون قدرتیه که زنجیرها رو میشکونه و زندانی ها رو آزاد میکنه.
Power to rescue you.
قدرتی که شما رو نجات بده.
Jesus says, "Wait, and you will receive power."
مسیح گفت که وایسی و شما قدرت رو به دست میارید.
In a few weeks, in June the 4th, it's going to be Pentecost Sunday.
توی تا شنبه دیگه چهار جون روز پنتیکاست.
And that's an exciting day. It's a day when we remember that God sent the Holy Spirit upon the church.
این روز خیلی مهمیه به خاطر اینکه روزیه که مسیح وقتی رفت روح القدس بعد شما.
When you're in Jesus, you're a person of the power of God.
زمانی که شما در مسیح هستی، شما انسانی هستی که در قدرت.
And after the baptism, so I'm going to pray for everyone who's baptized.
و وقتی که تعمید گرفتن همه واسهشون دعا میکنن.
We're going to pray together that the power of God will fall upon these people.
و دعا میکنیم که قدرت خداوند روی این اشخاص بیاد.
Because that is their inheritance too.
به خاطر اینکه این مال اونها هم هست، یعنی از نسل اونها.
I'm not going to speak much longer. We've got a lot to get through today.
من زیاد صحبت نمی‌کنم. خیلی کار دارم که باید انجام بدم.
But I want to encourage you with this thought.
و من ولی می‌خوام شما رو به شما روحیه بدم.
If you're in Jesus, you have an inheritance from the Father.
که وقتی شما در مسیح هستید، شما از پدر ارث می‌برید.
You're a prince or a princess in the kingdom of God.
شما یا پادشاهی یا ملکه.
You've been given new clothes.
شما لباس جدید بهتون داده.
And these clothes are clothes of power.
و این لباس ها قدرت مسیح یا قدرت روح
القدس with Jesus.
با مسیح را با خداوند راه می‌رید.
You will know the power of God in your life.
و شما قدرت خداوند در زندگیتون می‌بینید.
Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this promise.
پدر آسمانی مرسی به خاطر این قول.
The Father's promise.
قول پدر.
Of the blessed Holy Spirit.
برکت روح القدس.
Thank you for these brothers and sisters who are doing what you ask them to do.
مرسی به خاطر این خواهر برادران که انجام میدن کاری که تو بهشون گفتی.
Making disciples.
یاری سازن.
We pray that these new disciples today who are being baptized will experience the power of the Spirit.
من دعا میکنم که یارانی که امروز قرار تعمید بگیرن قدرت روح القدس رو لمس کنن.
And stir up within all of us, Lord, this amazing inheritance we have from you. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.